It's time for Mastering Your Money with Gary Mastrodonato.
My good friend Zig Ziglar once told me, Gary, people don't really care how much you know until they know how much you care about them.
Every week, Gary brings you up to date in the world of finance and gives you tried and true retirement tips from his office at the Masters Wealth Management Group in Oriental, North Carolina.
It's the decisions you make in life when you have a choice that will determine where you'll be in life when you no longer have a choice.
For 40 years, Gary has passionately served his clients, helping them retire with confidence.
You know, we treat all of our clients the absolute same. There are no minimums here at the Masters Wealth Management Group.
Now, let's put the wind in your financial sails and your success. Here he is, the master, Gary Mastrodonato.
Well, hi, everybody. Gary Mastrodonato on the April edition of the Mastering Your Money program. Second quarter 2024. Can you believe that first quarter sailed by us without hardly a notch of notice, except a lot of people made some money and a lot of people lost a lot of money as well. So that was the notice. If you're one of the few that made money, God bless you. If you're one of the many that lost money, well, listen to the show because, you know, today's theme, as my producer and I were talking pre-show, is what we wanted to talk about today, is, you know, the bottom line is, Gary, retirement planning and retirement is not a do-it-yourself project. And I go, Jeffrey, you couldn't have said it better, because I hear that all the time from people. And I see the mistakes that people are making, and it hurts me to see that, because we have the experience of 42 years. We learned so many things along the way. And, you know, interestingly, after 42 years, I still attend conferences. I still attend higher educational programs. I do a lot of teaching around the country with other advisors as well. But, you know, I'm attending a class in May with Mr. Tom Hegna and Ed Slott, two of our coaches, and two other coaches as well, in Nashville, Tennessee, to learn. What can you possibly learn, Gary, in 42 years? You learn a lot at these meetings, because in our business, you know, you wait 10 minutes and the whole enchilada changes that quickly. The landscape changes. In the stock market, you wait 10 minutes, the whole market's changed. In retirement planning, you wait 10 minutes, the tax laws have changed. The needs have changed. The products have changed. Jeff and I were talking pre-show that, you know, the instruments we use today were never even thought of 42 years ago. And I was reading something from one of my late coaches, Mr. Ben Feldman, a little bit ago, and I'll share that with you. Ben Feldman was noted as the most successful and largest producing life insurance salesman that ever walked the U.S. territory land out of East Liverpool, Ohio. And Ben was a little 5'4" gentleman, a little stubby, talked with a lisp. And I'll tell you, he got the point across, because he used power phrases that really got and drove home the point of what planning's all about, and using the financial instruments that you've got to use to plan. They're the medication of your health. Financial instruments is the medication of your wealth. The good instruments are there. You got to be licensed to use them, but you also have to have experience to know what tools to use in that scenario. And that's the theme of today's show. You can't do it yourself. We never want you to run out of money. We don't want you to run out of time. We can't buy the time. Only the good Lord could do that. But we can buy the money to keep the family going on, because once you leave the scene, the money still has to run your family, your widow, your spouse, your family, your children, your grandchildren. The things that you work so hard for all your lifetime can continue as the legacy with your name on it. So that's what we're going to talk about on today's program, the Mastering Your Money Show, in our 42nd year of practice, in our 40th year on the air. And we welcome our new towns in Naples, Florida, that aired live for the first time last week. And Jeffrey, we got our first call from Naples and our first notes from Naples, and we're going to share that a little bit later. And of course, we're on in Port St. Lucie and that portion of Florida, all of Eastern North Carolina, of course, live and all throughout Carolinas and the South Carolina, and of course, around the United States as well. Gary Mastrodonato in business 42 years. The show is Mastering Your Money. But before, as always, we take a pause to honor our heroes, our nation's heroes, our men and women that keep us safe year-round, our military. You know, our military in this town are not far from where I live here in Oriental. Camp Lejeune and Cherry Point Marine Base, two big bases. And thank you for training our Marines that keep us so proudly represented around the world. The planes fly often now in practice. Things are heating up, and we can tell when that occurs because they're out more. But we thank you, military, for putting yourselves out there and protecting us, the people that you serve. So let's take a pause to honor all of our nation's military and our veterans as well.
And I'm proud to be an American. today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
We're back, Gary Master, Donato, Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA. Always a pleasure to hear that song. It kind of pumps me up for the show, but you know, the military thank us as well for really thanking them for their service. We get a lot of calls from military, and we thank you for your service. A lot of calls from veterans that thank us for remembering them as well. They call us because they know we care, and we love them because we know they care. And to put their behind on the line for us each day, thank them when you see them, and I know most people do. But be grateful when you see someone in uniform out there. It's so crucial. Well, we got a great show planned for you today. The theme of the show, of course, you can't do this yourself at home by yourself if you think you can. It's not a do-it-yourself project. And to help me along with the show, my co-host who's been around so many years and is so good and so crucial to me, I think I'm in love with you, Jeff Shade.
Oh, please, come on.
Yes. But,
really?
But that's the kind of love. It's
feelings,
professional love.
Feelings mutual, yeah.
Yeah. Professional love, Mr. Jeff Shade. Jeff, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you so much, Gary. You know, I love you too. I love being on the radio, and I love talking to our audience, not only here in Oriental, but also our new friends in Florida. Of course, we've been on in Port St. Lucie for a while, but of course, want to welcome all of the people over in the Gulf Coast, one of my favorite places, which is Naples, Florida. Thank you for listening to us on WGUF, Naples FM Talk. And you know, Gary, we were talking off the air about DIY projects, and I like to do things like that. I built a deck, you know, behind my house. I've done a few little things like that. But you know, you can be lulled into a false sense of security when you look online and you look at these videos, you read all of this stuff online about finances and how to prepare for retirement. You watch these TV shows with Kramer, and the reality is that these are for entertainment purposes only, for the most part. You can learn a few things, but handling your money for the rest of your life and designing a plan to not run out of money, it is hardly a DIY project. So that's the theme of our show today, Gary, and I know that you've been doing this for 40 plus years. Why is retirement planning and designing a plan to not run out of money not really a DIY project?
It's very complicated, actually. It's very, very complicated. Unless you die the day after retirement, chances are you're going to fail if you plan it yourself. Now, many people do die, unfortunately, the day after retirement, and they feel like they've done a good job in that case. Or some people sadly never make it that far out of the retirement chamber. But you know, it's not a do-it-yourself project. It's very complicated because there's a lot of moving parts out there. You know, when you're working every day, ladies and gentlemen, and you're putting money into your accumulation of your savings, your 401k, your retirement plans, your IRA, if you have them, your Roth IRA, your traditional, all the basic things that, you know, that people hammer every day that you read about and you think you're doing the right thing when you're putting the max into your match and the company puts 3% and you put your 3%. And that you must do. It's free money. So I never say turn down the free money. But you don't need to put the money beyond that into the plan. If you want to put money beyond that, you want to call the master. So many people are saving consciously for retirement. They're putting 8, 9, 10% of pay period into savings, which is very admirable. But put the company match in full steam with the company. Put the excess. Give me a call and I'll show you where to put it. That's going to get you more bang for your buck every single time. I guarantee you that. And you'll be happy you did in the long run. So that's step number one. But, you know, you can't plan for retirement on your own. I know many people, you know, go on the internet. They're pretty good at it. I meet with many people new to the area here in Eastern Carolina and in Florida that have just relocated from different areas of the country. And they come with some pretty hefty credentials. Some are chief operating officers of major corporations. We've handled those of Bausch & Lomb and Dell Computer and Pfizer and some other companies as well, large companies. And, you know, they're pretty savvy people, except when it comes to coming down with looking at their portfolios and they're overweighted in one company stock and it's primarily the company they came from. And I can't tell you over and over the stories of being overweighted in one stock and having that stock go south later on. Enron, for one, out of Florida, the Enron Corporation floating to zero, used to be a great company. I've managed money for many people and at Enron, and fortunately we got them before they lost all their funds. Many people at Dell Computer, the same thing. At General Electric, the same thing. Over and over, I could just name companies, WorldCom, and go on and on. So companies do fold up. You don't want to be caught in that position. And these were folks managing money on their own and doing the planning on their own, thinking they all had it done correctly. You know, Jeffrey, the biggest judge, if you will, and they're not really judging, but the biggest testing of a situation, if you've done good work in the planning stage, is from the widow. The widow will tell the story. If a husband recently passed and you see a happy widow, not happy that her husband passed, but comfortable in knowing that she's at peace, not only in her life, but she doesn't have to, you know, move from her home. She doesn't have to sell things. She doesn't have to change her lifestyle. She doesn't have, you know, her life continues. Pretty good chance the husband took care of things properly with a lot of love from his heart. But sadly, there's a lot of widows out there that don't have that luxury. I met one yesterday just thinking about it at random. You and I did not discuss this, Jeffrey, but I was at Food Lion and I was checking out some items and I asked the checkout clerk how she was doing today. And she goes, I'm okay. She goes, still a little sad. I said, what's wrong? She said, well, my husband passed away 3 weeks ago. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry about that. And it's still fresh in her mind. And you can see her mind is elsewhere, going through the motions. But I said, are you going to be okay? She goes, well, I'm not sure. She said, you know, our finances are not good. I don't have a lot in the bank. We had a lot of medical expenses. I quite frankly don't know how I'm going to get through here over the next period of time. I said, well, ma'am, if I can ever help you, guide you, I said, you know, here's my business card, not here to solicit business. She knew who I was. She listened to the show on the radio. So, you know, they like that we extend the olive branch, if you will, as well. But, you know, that's a situation right there that her life could have gone on living in a different manner if we just got to her husband a little bit ahead of time. And we can't get to everybody. And that's why we implore you when you listen to this radio show to pick up that telephone anytime you want during the show and give us a call. We're in the retirement planning and distribution business. Retirement planning is getting you to retirement, but most importantly, distribution, getting you from retirement to the last day of your life for both you and your spouse and to keep your family intact and in place. That's what I do every day for a living. That's why I work so hard at what I do, because I love what I do. I always say retire and stay retired with the master. What I mean by that is, you know, some people retire and they have to go back to work because they run out of money along the way. When you retire with our master plan, you never have to go back to work if you follow the master plan guidelines. You never have to go back to work, and everybody is comfortable and eating well and sleeping well. And there's a legacy at the end of the road as well. And as importantly, there's a plan for long-term care. And we cannot emphasize enough the importance of the long-term care. That's the part, ladies and gentlemen, that eats your lunch over a long period of time. If you live too long, that's the part that's going to eat your lunch. And what I mean by that, it's going to eat your retirement up like battery acid on a piece of cheese. It's just going to melt it in its way right there. The long-term care expenses, they're expensive, it's pricey, and if you got to take time off from work or begin, you know, some heavy treatment to take care of your health to try to live longer, it takes a lot of money to do that, and it takes a lot of funds to do that. A lot of travel back and forth if you're going to specialty facilities around the country. If you have cancer and you want to go to Houston or you want to go to Cleveland Clinic for heart problems or whatever the place is to get the very best care that money can buy, it takes money to do that, and you got to have a plan that'll kick that money in when you need the money most, and that's when you get ill and you can't perform two of six of your daily activities. And sadly, most people don't have the plan. If you think you bought long-term care at work, you might want to double check that with me and let me review it for you. We have a team that looks at that for you to make sure that it does what you think it's going to do if you still have it. And I say that because prices continuing to rise on existing long-term care plans. I've been in business 42 years. I've been licensed to sell long-term care insurance for 42 years. And I can tell you right now, and you can go through my records and look, I have never sold one person any one long-term care plan as you and I might have heard it on Susie's Choice or on some other plan that has a plan for long-term care. GE used to be big in the business with Genworth and John Hancock and AARP and all those plans, but you know, they can raise their premium every year to the point of where you don't want to pay the premium anymore because it's so pricey. That's number one. Number two, they don't cover the plans as you think they're going to pay, and they don't pay for a long period of time either. And sadly, as in most plans of those nature, if you don't use it, you lose it. So what are we supposed to do right now to make sure if you're a do-it-yourself home venture type program that you read the internet a lot and you say, honey, I did a lot of reading last night. We're going to apply for this long-term care insurance with AARP. Looks like we might be able to afford it. It's only $7,000 per year for the two of us. Let's give it a shot. If you can qualify, you may get it. Let's do that. Or maybe, you know, I did hear Gary on that radio show, Mastering Your Money, talk about the master plan. Why don't we give him a call as well and just see what his plan offers? Because the plan that he uses does more than just pay long-term care coverage. The plan that we use, ladies and gentlemen, pays you a death benefit if you die the next day, the full death benefit. The plan that we use, if you can't perform two of six, pays you, the insured, the death benefit in your hand as if you died. You're the beneficiary of your own life insurance policy. You got to take a pause and think about that for a minute, because most of us are not used to hearing that. Most of us think of life insurance as you got to die, and then it goes to someone else. And when it comes time to pay the premium, sometimes if it's between the life insurance premium or the cruise that you're planning for you and your spouse and your children, oftentimes you're going to take a road that's going to say, let's take the cruise this time and let's bypass the premium this time. Or, you know, the kids are grown. We really don't need the insurance anymore anyway. We'll let it lapse. Oh, big problem, big mistake for many reasons. But the biggest reason is you're losing the opportunity to keep the family intact and to keep the family going the day you walk out. Instead of the money walking in, nobody's walking in. And there's no money and nobody's walking in. Actually, the day the husband walks out, chances are the spouse has to move out shortly thereafter. And that's not what you want. So we can prevent all of that. And in our long-term care plan, folks, if you don't die and you don't use it for 20 years, we will give you the option of giving you all of your money back, 100% money back guarantee in your hand, one check, tax-free. Take the money, put it in your bank account, do what you want. Or you don't have to take it out. Keep it in the insurance policy. Keep paying the premium and keep the benefit going. We give you a second chance to get all your money out in year 25, which is awesome. And if your health hasn't changed in 25 years and you're now 89, I don't think I'd cancel that either, because at 89, if you're not two of six, you're probably not that far off, because most people in their late 80s and 90s will be a two of six qualifier and be able to get that death benefit paid in your hand. So the number to call right now, if you want more information on that plan, more information on a plan for long-term care that you can't outlive, more information on income that you can't outlive, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment, because you can't do that on do-it-yourself type plans. You got to have a lifetime income that's guaranteed as long as you live. If one of you live to age 95, that money has to run till you're 95. It can't run out at 80. Can't run out at 85. You still have to eat. You still have to live. You still have to pay rent. You still have to pay a mortgage. You still have to pay. And you got to have income to do that, so you don't have to move out the day your wife or spouse passes. So do this. Write this number down right now, or call it right now, right during the show. We're going to take a break. Number to call, 252-249-0100. I'll repeat it. 252-249-0100. If you're in the Carolinas, North or South Carolina, if you're in Florida, if you're in Georgia, if you're in California, if you're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the number is the same. 252-249-0100. Pick it up right now. Call 252-249-0100. The operator will answer 24/7 on duty, professional. They'll get some information, and they'll set you up with a 20-minute phone call that doesn't cost you a dime with the master, me, Gary Master Donato. You don't get one of my colleagues. You don't get a junior colleague, a junior associate. You get the master, 42 years of experience. We got the knowledge. We got the know-how. But most importantly, we got the plan that'll keep you intact the way that you want to be intact for not only your lifetime, but that of your spouse's lifetime, and leave a legacy to the children, all with one phone call. And all with what you're doing right now, just rearrange a little bit differently to help you to get to your goals and to achieve the success that you want to achieve, and as importantly, to achieve the peace of mind that you deserve. Peace of mind is key in this planning process. 252-249-0100. Sleep better at night, every night, with the master plan. 252-249-0100. That's 252-249-0100. Jeffrey, bring us home.
If you're just joining us, this is Master Your Money with Gary Mastro Donato. I'm Jeff Shade, and we just finished discussing why retirement's not a DIY project. If you've missed any part of our program today, you want to hear it again, remember, we're also a podcast. Go to wherever you get your podcast, search for Mastering Your Money with Gary Mastro Donato. You'll find this show and all of our past shows so you can stay on top of your journey towards a confident retirement. Gary, it's time for a short break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion on DIY retirement planning. All that and more when our show continues. Stay with us.
I am Jackson Master Donato. Please listen to my grandpa. I'm the Master in Your Money Show.
We're back, Gary Master Donato, the Master in Your Money Show, April 2024, quarter two. What happened to quarter one? Well, that's behind us, and some people made money, some people lost money. But you know, if you're in retirement, you don't want to be the some people that lost money. And I question whether or not you should be in the stock market to begin with. I can tell you this, all the clients that came to see us in the first quarter of the year this year, all made money, all guaranteed money, and they made over 20% guaranteed in year one. In most cases, if they're under age 85, and if they're between 85 and 90, they made, they didn't do as well. They made about 14% guaranteed year one with no risk, and that is for year one. And most importantly, their money's going to be safer. They can't lose money if the markets fall. And we got a big, big chance of a lot of volatility going forth here in quarter two and three. And of course, for the election quarter, it's going to be a wild season. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you want to be very cautious and very careful going forward for the balance of this year and into next year. I don't think it's going to be pretty. And especially if you're retired, you really need to take any chances. Why would you want to be in the stock market very heavily while you're retired? At a volatile time, why would you want to do that? We can always go back in if things settle down, but let's put your money in a safer place for the time being. Lots of flexibility to go back in the market, but you know, let's keep it safer right now. You don't want to lose 20, 30, 40, 50%. It hurts. You know, 2007 to 2009 wasn't that long ago, an average investor lost 53.9% of their nest egg in 2 years. Think about that. 53.9% of their nest egg out the door, out the window in 2 years. You got $1 million now. You worked 40 years. An airline pilot, 40 years flying. Come on, man. You got $1.8 million in your retirement plan, and you're going to be happy with $800,000 2 years from now. Why would you want to do that? And especially when you're now in your 70s. Don't do that. Don't do it. Let's protect your money right now. Let's take that $1.8 million and add $360,000 to it immediately. Get you up at $2.2 million and add 4% guaranteed if we have to in year one. That's $80,000 or $90,000. Live on that and don't even touch the money we gave you. What's wrong with that idea? And we'll buy a plan for long-term care at the same time and pay for it from the plan. Now you got the $2.2 million and $1 million of long-term care life insurance that pays if you die, pays if you live. And it returns your money if neither happen. It's a no-brainer. Let the master make you a millionaire in 20 minutes. You got $500,000? We'll help you. We will help you, ladies and gentlemen, from day one. And we can turn that $500,000, if you're healthy, into a million-dollar plan in 20 minutes. We call it the 20-minute millionaire. And it's all compliments of the master. We're writing the book right now. But we can start and implement the plan immediately. Number to call, 252-249-0100. You know, Jeffrey, before you go any further, I want to take a pause here. I jumped right in because I was so excited, but Jackson Master Donato introducing the segment two of the radio show. And I'm telling you, that's my grandson, age seven, returning to the mic, returning to Studio A, live in Oriental from San Francisco, California. He and Axel Master Donato returning at the end of June 2024.
Great.
For seven great days with Grandpa on air and, of course, fishing and sailing and playing in the pool and going over to see Bruno and catching some fish from him.
Right.
And catching fish in the live waters with Dan across the way here. And we got it all planned out. But most importantly, new content on the radio program.
Oh, yeah.
From Jackson and Axel. We got to do that, Jeffrey.
Yeah, he's a chip off the old block, I'm telling you. The kid is already, he's managing the money of his class. He's in, I guess, grammar school at this point, and he's on the radio. I mean, he really is in line to take this whole thing over, and he's age 7. That's incredible.
It is 7. He will be turning 8 while he's here, I believe, on his birthday. Yeah. Both of them, their birthdays are 4 days apart.
One's That's amazing. And then, of course, there's Axel, too. I mean, these are real child prodigies.
And Axel's already carrying a guitar around the house playing and singing.
Oh, good for him.
And carries a empty Yeti cup and uses it as a mic and sings and then broadcasts as if he's in studio at age 4, Axel Master Donato.
Wow.
And when you put him on the baseball field, they're star athletes, both of them. And to put them on the football field, they're flag football specialists and soccer.
And they're handsome devils, too. That's the other thing. These guys have got everything.
And they're funny. Yeah, they're good boys.
Yeah.
Anyway, and of course, I'm a little proud because they're my grandboys.
Exactly.
So. And the beneficiary to the kingdom.
Don't tell them that at this point. Just let them be kids. Well, anyway, looking forward to having them back because, you know, this is the new young blood. This is the future of the Mastro Donato empire is Axel and Jackson. So looking forward to some new content coming up this summer.
Well, we'll have it on the Mastering Your Money show in our 42nd year of practice. You know, we talk a lot about retirement because that's what we do for a living. We help people distribute their retirement from the time that they retire to the time they die. We do it very professionally. We've been doing it for 42 years. You know, one thing you really want in this game, and the same, I'll tell you a true story as well. In my own life, I've been looking for a dentist. I mean, a dentist that does it all, that redoes the foundation of one's mouth. Because I need some work done. I need implants. I need crowns, veneers, the whole enchilada. And it's a very expensive proposition. But to find the right people that can do the right job, it's not easy. There's a lot of dentists out there, but there's very few that can do the A to Z turnabout that I'm talking about. And, you know, you even ask other dentists, and they're not sure who can actually handle that plan like that. And I finally found the one that I want to use, and I've been from here to Beverly Hills as well. I mean, I went to the Hills in Beverly Hills where the rich and famous go. And on the internet site, you see some of the movie stars that we see every day and celebrities with the dentist smiling, and the doctors are on the show, the doctors, and they're very well known. And I called them all and had them interview my mouth, if you will, through FaceTime and through records, for lack of a better term. And, you know, the people with the experience, the top dogs, you can tell them the minute you talk to them. They know what they're doing. They got the experience. They got the know-how. They got the team. And we've got the team, too, ladies and gentlemen. The Masters Wealth Management Group, in business 42 years. On financial radio, by the way, 40 years. We got a professional team just like the dental office does. We've got 12 of the best coaches in the United States. Now, I'm going to understudy on 4 of them in May in Nashville, Tennessee. Tom Hegde, Ed Slott, and 2 others. And I don't want to name them yet because they're coming on the show soon. I want it to be a surprise. But they will be there, and they will be coaching the master along some other professionals in the business. You know, here I am 42 years attending classes that are very expensive to attend and having coaches on my team that are very expensive to maintain. Imagine Dr. Larry Kotlikoff, Harvard PhD, teaches over at Boston University, heads the economics department at Boston University, the nation's guru on maximizing Social Security. You know, we don't talk about that enough. But when you come visit the master, we do help you maximize out your Social Security. And what that means in English is, you know, most people when they retire, leave a lot of money on the table at the time they choose Social Security. They're not sure when to take it, when to turn it on, when to turn it off, who to start first, the spouse, or which spouse to use first. And the reason for that is because there's no guidance at the Social Security office. They've never had that training. And they might have gone to a seminar or two from some financial folks, but they're not the same. When you get it from Dr. Larry Kotlikoff, the nation's guru, who wrote the books on it, and actually who writes the software that I use in my practice, folks, let's not forget that part. The software we use to calculate your maximization of Social Security is written personally by Dr. Larry Kotlikoff and his IT team. We also do your financial plans on that software as well. So imagine you're getting the benefit of 2 software views. You're getting the economics forecast on your financial plan, and you're getting the financial planning forecast on your financial plan, where the two lines meet is where your plan comes in. And that's why we're so good at what we do. We maximize what you do to help you get to where you want to be throughout your lifetime. So the day you die, the widow stays in her home. The widow does not have to move. The widow continues her lifestyle. The widow and the children continue to come for Sunday dinner like nothing's happened, except dad's missing or mom's missing. It goes the other way as well. And if we have one spouse that's in a facility for long-term care, the other spouse doesn't have to stop living the way they were living, because we got a plan that injects the money immediately into your hands so that you can have the money to comfortably be not only in a facility if you need to be in one. And the idea of our plan is to make sure you never have to go into a facility, because our plan is designed to keep you at home with around-the-clock nursing if necessary, but to pay for it if necessary. Around-the-clock nursing, we know because we have my sister doing it now, $28,000 a month. If you don't think it's a lot, look at your account value and figure out how long $28,000 a month could last after taxes, because a lot of that money is coming out of a retirement plan where the taxes have not been paid yet. Reminds me also, Jeffrey, of your retirement plans. If you got a $1 million retirement plan, stop walking around like you got $1 million in your retirement plan, because it's not all your money. Uncle Sam owns about 60% of that before you die. 60%, or right after you die, to the family. And I mean 60% between taxes and estate tax, 60%. Federal, Carolina tax, 60%. Florida, you make out a little better. There's no state tax. But here in Carolinas, state tax, 60%. That's the number you should be thinking about. Your $1 million IRA is not $1 million. It's about $500,000 at best, more like $400,000 at reality. Our long-term care plan can replace the difference and pay the taxes on the taxes that are due on the retirement plan so that your family has the true sense of what you put together and work 42 years for. Now, why would you not pick up the phone? We have the solutions in our hand. We have the experience. We have 12 of the best coaches in the United States. We have 22 of the best support staff people around the country that work from different facilities to help the master out every single day. I can't do this job on my own. It's very complicated and very involved. It's not an easy task. How you do it at home on your own, the do-it-yourselfer, I have no idea. You don't have my coaches. You don't have my staff. You don't have my financial tools. You have nothing, but yet you're telling me you're doing it on your own? Who are you kidding out there? You're not doing it on your own. In your mind, you might be doing it on your own because you're doing it right now. It's work for you day to day, but your thinking is very limited and not out of the box the way it should be. Think beyond the realms of your own backyard. Think the world that's doing it on your own versus having the master do it with the master plan, with the coaching, with the team we have in place. It all works so beautifully. You know, we talk about the problems that people face. And when you do it on your own, Jeffrey, there's a couple things that people never take a look at. One of which is a real big reason that people run out of money in retirement, is because while you're still retired, that's not a good thing to be. And that's the biggest fear, by the way, for a retiree, is the underestimating life expectancy. You don't know how long you're going to live. You know, sadly, I took a note down the other day of something I heard that was pretty powerful. That people look forward to retiring on time, and they want the optimal, predictable retirement plan that we can give them, the optimal. But you know, the number one problem for seniors who are about to live beyond their life expectancy thoughts is outliving their money, and they're scared to be in good health beyond that stage. Think about it. They're scared to be beyond good health beyond that stage. And when you think about it that way, it is frightening and scary. You know, when you get into the situation where you think you're going to live to 80 and your money is kind of designed to last till age 80. But in reality, if you're 65 years old, you and your spouse, there's a greater than 50% chance that one of the two of you is going to live to age 95. So you go from 65 to 95. That's a 30-year retirement. How do we fund for that? How do we fund 30 years out on a select amount of money that you have? Social Security does not cut the mustard, folks, okay? Social Security pays a very small portion of what your real retirement needs are. And sadly, 72% of Americans, their only source of income in retirement is that of Social Security and social programs. You know what hurts me? I've spent a lot of time with my sister going through her dilemma right now in Rochester, New York. You hear me talk about it. Alana, we ask you to continue to keep her in your prayers, along with my very best friend, Bill Gates, who's also needs your prayers very, very seriously as well. But, you know, my sister has a situation where her daughter, who kind of looks over things, but I handle the money part, and I see it differently through my eyes and what they see through their eyes, because I see the whole horizon where they're only seeing the day-to-day. They're asking questions to the social worker like, well, how much does Social Security pay for this? How many days can we stay in the hospital? And how many days can we do this? And how many days can we do that? And, you know, that's an average question from a family member. But, you know, when you're with the master plan, you don't be having to ask those days. I mean, you're still going to take advantage of them. But it doesn't matter what those days are, because your plan is unlimited to the amount of money that's in your plan that we set up for. And the cool thing is, the money you've already got, which I call lazy dollars, pay for the plan to make them living dollars. You want to go from lazy to living dollars, and lazy dollars to living dollars. What's a lazy dollar? A lazy dollar is when you look at your retirement plan and you got, say, $500,000 in your plan, and you're taking out $25,000 a year because that's what it's earning. You don't want to get into principal unless you have to. That $500,000 is decreasing each year by the amount of inflation. That's number one. And number two, that $500,000 is lazy dollars, because those dollars are not really doing that much for you sitting there. Kind of like your mental ace in the hole, but it's not a real ace in the hole, because that is the money that will be spent immediately upon a need for a long-term care facility or to bring people into your home 24/7. If you're spending $28,000 a month after tax, and that's about $350,000 a year, round numbers in my head, that's about a year and a half's worth of your retirement plan. And then what do you do then? Then you're on Medicaid? Is that where you want to be after working all your lifetime, to be on Medicaid? Why? We got the plan for you right now that we can put together and use your lazy dollars to pay for it. We show you how to do that. I designed the plan. It's called the Master Plan. And it includes a plan for lifetime living that you can't outlive, a plan for lifetime income that you can't outlive, a plan for long-term care that gets paid for from your plan, from your retirement savings, because we put it to work harder. We make your money work hard. We like people that work. We like money that works. We don't like lazy money. We don't like lazy people, okay? We want people that work hard for their money. We don't want people that sit home all day trying to figure out how they're going to get a complimentary benefit from somebody. We want people that get up early and go out and hustle. You know, I had my first job at age 8, Jeffrey. I don't know how old you were when you got your first job, but I know it was early too, because you have the same work habits that I have.
Sure.
And we work hard. We get up early and we stay late. I know you're in the office every night till 10, 11 o'clock doing your show editing. And
that is true.
And that's 7 days a week. I mean, you hardly have a minute to go off and do your thing, you know?
I know.
So all of a sudden, you know, and I do the same thing, folks. I am tied to what I do for a living because I love what I do. And the people need what I do. And we need Jeffrey to do what he does to get the message out that we're getting out to you right now. So these are the things that we do to help you. You know, underestimating life expectancy, big problem in America today. Paying too much in taxes. Those are the two big things that's going to eat up your retirement plan, ladies and gentlemen, before you die without having the master plan and having our tax people give you strategies. Life expectancy, living too long, no plan for long-term care. Paying too much in taxes, it's going to eat you right up. Those two things will eat your retirement plan up when you're 80 and you're still alive to 95. What do you do then? Try doing that on your own. What's your tax plan on your own? And another hidden thief, we call it the silent thief, is not planning on the impact of inflation. You know, I know the president says inflation is down to 2.3%. I don't know who does his math calculations, but it's not 2.3%.
No way.
Okay?
No way.
No, Jeffrey. Food, since President Biden has taken office as a reference point, food has gone up 24.2%. The price of fuel, gasoline, in your automobile has gone up 18.2%. 24% for food, 18% plus for fuel. And it's going higher this summer, okay? And prices continue to increase. I went food shopping yesterday. You know, the greens out there, which I eat a lot of, they've tripled in price in many cases. Artichokes, Jeffrey, $5.95 for one artichoke.
Whoa.
And you would say, like, who would buy an artichoke? Well, they're really good for you. Okay, they're one of the best foods you can eat. They're one of the top 10 superfoods. And putting the right vitamins and putting the right elements of your diet in place is an artichoke, believe it or not. $5.95 an artichoke. Why? Because, you know, people realize how valuable they are. There's no shortage in artichokes that I've read anywhere, but $5.95 an artichoke for some reason. Spinach used to be 99 cents at Food Lion. It's now $2.99. That's a triple. At Harris Teeter, fresh squeezed orange juice, 3 years ago, $5.99 a half gallon, $12.99 for the same orange juice today. $5.99, $12.99. That's more than a double. That's 100% uptick. Meat, fish, food, everything, higher. How do we do that? How do we pay for it? You got to have rising income. That's inflation. You got to have lifetime income you can't outrun. That's the master plan. You got to have a plan for long-term care. That's the master plan. If you die too soon, widows suffer most because they lose one Social Security. They lose all or part of the spouse's pension plan if he had one. And oftentimes they will lose a lot of money before the spouse dies in the form of health care costs. And it drains the account before the widow even gets to the money. How do you avoid it? It's the master plan. So here's my call to action this time through, because we're running out of time here and I want to get this. I got other topics I want to cover here. The number to call, 252-249-0100. That's 252-249-0100. If you're worried about living too long, life expectancy, if you're worried about paying too much in income taxes, we have a strategy plan that'll help reduce your taxes. Give us a try. We're very good at it. If you haven't planned for inflation, our plans build in inflationary increases in your income. Give us a try. We're very good at it. And not preparing for healthcare expenses and long-term care is pure suicide and your do-it-yourself retirement plan. You can't design these plans at home. You need financial instruments. We have the licenses. We have the instruments that we use. And remember, focusing on financial products instead of strategic planning is not what you need to do. You need to focus on the results of what that planning does, but what the products can do for you. We can't do it on our own. If you die too soon, a life insurance package is required to replace money that you didn't have before. It creates money that was never there. You can't do that on your own. You cannot create money that is not there. Only life insurance can do that. The long-term care plan, the same. You cannot create money that was never there. The life insurance plan can do that with the long-term care elements of the riders in there that we place on special policies that do that. And that's what they're designed to do. And they're also designed to return all of your money after 20 years if you don't die and you don't use the plan. It's a money-back guarantee. What am I not getting through to you folks out there? It's a money-back guarantee. Take the money you've got for retirement and you put it in the right buckets at the right time. You know, not red, blue, green, orange, pink. You're much more sophisticated than that, folks. You turn the money over to somebody that you trust. When you go to the dentist, you go to the heart surgeon, you trust their experience time in the operating room. You trust their experience time in what they do for a living by the results that they get. And that's what you do when you come to the master. We've been in business 42 years with an entire team. You trust us for what we can do. We'll share with you some of the things we're going to do, or all of the things actually, but you may not understand them all, and that's okay. You don't have to understand them. All you have to do is trust the master. 252-249-0100. If you're in the Carolinas, North and South, if you're in Florida, Port St. Lucie, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, if you're in Naples, Sarasota, Fort Myers, turn us on. We're out there live right now on the weekends. Play the shows. Learn about what we do and let us help you to help yourself. The number to call, 252-249-0100. Been in business 42 years. We got 12 of the best coaches in the U.S. I got the best co-host in the business, Mr. Jeff Shade. And I'm going to take a break because, Jeffrey, I want you to wrap it up, my friend.
Yeah, okay, Gary. Listen, if you're not sure about retirement, if you're trying to do it yourself, you're not sure you're properly prepared for retirement. You're not sure you have enough money saved. You're not sure that you have a plan for long-term care. Well, the good news is that we have opened the phone lines for you right now, as in today.
Make that call, 252-249-0100. Someone will take your name, basic information from you, and set you up with an appointment with Gary. And again, there's no cost for this whatsoever, and certainly there is no obligation. Why wouldn't you want to make that call? 252-249-0100. Doesn't matter if you're listening to us in the Carolinas, you're listening to us in Florida. We are licensed to work in all of these states. So take advantage of this opportunity with no cost, no obligation, not going to cost you a dime. 252-249-0100 is the number to call. Gary, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation and our topic today, why retirement planning is not a DIY project. All that and more when our show continues after this.
Honey, 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 you're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. So homegrown.
We're back. Gary Master Donato, the Master of Your Money program, quarter two, 2024. Hard to believe, first full weekend in April 2024. And man, where has the time gone? The first quarter in the books, in the record books. Whether you've done well or not well at all, how do you judge that? Do you look at your portfolio return and say, well, I've done well? Or do you look at your financial plan and say, you know, I never called the master. I didn't do that well, but I'm going to get that plan in place right now, because first quarter's gone. I look at my portfolio. Wow, I'm up, 7% first quarter. Pretty good. On track for 28%. You don't have a plan for long-term care? No. You don't have a plan for lifetime income? No. You don't have a plan to offset inflation? No. And our clients that came to see us, our new people from the radio program that came to see us, got 20% bonuses if you're 73 or younger and you qualify. Our clients got it. Anywhere from a 4% guarantee to whatever they want to go into the S&P 500 or whatever they want without the risk on the downside. If the market falls, they lose nothing. Do you have that? No, I don't, Gary. No, your plan can fall 50% between now and year end. Is that correct? Yes, it is, Gary. My plan cannot. My plan won't go down a dime if the market falls 50%. Next 2 years falls 50. Our clients lose zero. You lose 50%. You're prepared for that? Why would you want to put yourself in that position when you're retired or about to retire? If you're 5 years into retirement, now you're 70, why would you want to lose half of your retirement plan at 70 just to be in the markets? Why? And it's amazing the amount of people that call in from the show that are in their 60s, 70s, and even 80s, and they're 100% invested in the market. I don't figure that out. And they say, well, my advisor said we got to stay the course. We got to stay what course? Stay in the course so that they can continue their 1 or 1.5% income course for them? We're not going to charge you a management fee. So why pay a fee when you don't have to pay the fee? All right. And why take the risk when you don't have to take the risk? We got a call or a letter from one of our new listeners in Naples, Florida. I'm going to share just a brief part of it. And she's an attorney as well. She made an interesting comment. She said, I listened to the show. And you were talking about a plan for long-term care and lifetime income and bada-bada-bada. And she goes, I bought one of those insurance plans, one of those IUL insurance plans many years ago. IUL is an indexed universal life insurance plan. I bought one of those years ago, and it didn't work out the way I wanted. The thing went bust. And that's true. It can go bust. And that's why we don't sell IUL insurance plans. In the old days, we did. But here's what happens with the insurance companies. The insurance companies in the old days used to have no rules on how they can illustrate an illustration. So when you run an illustration for somebody and you show them past performance, like an insurance numbers jargon, you can show 11, 12, 13% performance and make those numbers look extremely attractive to the point of where you could say, well, you put money in for 10 years, you pull out $50,000 a year after that, totally income tax-free for the rest of your lifetime. And then when you die, we pay your family $1.3 million tax-free. And that's your plan. All for, $30,000 a year for 10 years. It doesn't quite work like that. It works like that under some circumstances, but very rare. And we run what's called in-force illustrations when we come across plans like that. An in-force illustration is a plan that takes like an MRI, if you will. An MRI is like a triple 3D dimensional shot of the plan of how it's going to work 4 or 5 years from now in the real world, not from the illustrative world that you received 8 or 9 years ago from the representative. And, in most cases, that's how they were taught by the insurance company. So they didn't do anything different from what they knew. That's how they were taught. But you know, what you are learning from what you're taught from experience is totally different from what you're taught from an instructor or from a book. The experience always wins. The master has 42 years of experience. We will win every time over a lecture or over a book or someone that's been in business or been a doctor for 2 or 3 years, fresh out of school. They don't have the finesse and the expertise to go deep into what they're doing when they get involved in a very serious type of surgery that has things that weren't in the book, or they never got to study at that quite yet. And that's just how it works. So it doesn't have to be like that. You know, we give it to you straight up and we give it to you the way it should be. When I run an illustration for a client on what we talk about here on the radio program, I specifically ask my design engineer that runs the illustrations, I don't want to see the insurance company illustrations. I want to see what I give you. I want to see a 4% return on everything that I show you, okay? I want to see a 4% return expectation. I know I can meet that. I'll probably exceed it most times, but I know I can meet it. That's the numbers I like to go by, number one. Number two, in our life insurance illustrations that we talk about for long-term care, we use something called guaranteed universal life. It's a big difference between guaranteed and indexed. Indexed is a what if, like you sit down with a money manager and he says, now here's what our past performance is on these accounts. So when you bring your $1 million to me, of course it's spelled F-I-S-H-E-R, sir. When you bring your $1 million here to me, we're going to show you probably about a 14% annual return over a long period of time, the way we manage our funds. And if you're sophisticated enough, we no longer use mutual funds. Our boys use individual stocks because we think we can do a better job that way. And we're going to charge you just 1%. When you do better, we do better. And when we do worse, you don't pay as much, of course, because you're paying less on an amount. You're only paying on the account value. But there's no plan for long-term care there. There's no plan for lifetime income there. There's no plan if you die too soon there. There's no plan if you live too long there. There's no plan at all. There's no guarantees. There's no nothing. And your account can technically be down, as many of them that I reviewed over the last 3 years, can be down 10, 15, 20% a year while you're still being charged 1.5% of a fee scenario. And when you're in mutual funds, remember this, folks, you're still being charged the management fee from the advisor. And then on top of that, you're being charged a management fee from the fund manager that's managing the actual fund. So example, if you have, let's just pick a fund at random, an American Funds fund, a very popular fund, they've done very well. A Vanguard fund, a very popular fund, they've done well over the course of time. But you got to remember this too, when they're showing the fund that they're presenting to you, they might be showing you an S&P 500 index fund, which over time has done well. But if you're 72 years old, you're not going to put 100% of your money into that index fund. You're going to have a diversification of funds where your net result is not going to be 14%. Your net result is going to be maybe 3%, if that, or a negative number, if that. Okay. And you can lose money in all of those funds if the market goes south. And it very well could be, because we're due, way overdue, a major correction by a long shot. Normally markets correct every 6 years by about 16%. We haven't had any correction to that extent in a while, longer than, so, you know, 2007 and 9 were the last big ones, of down 53%. 2 years ago, the market fell about 20%. You probably didn't notice it because you weren't paying attention during COVID and all the other things, and you probably thought you did okay, but you probably didn't do that well. When we look at portfolios, they haven't done that well. Our portfolios, I believe, have done better for many reasons. And the biggest reason is you can't lose money out the door to start with. So all this goes hand in hand. But the bottom line is you got to know what you're doing. You got to have the experience and you got to trust the system. You have to trust the experience and you have to trust your advisor. So we'll wrap it up with that, Jeffrey. We've about said it all on this one. The bottom line is don't try to do it yourself. Call someone that has a lot of experience, who knows what they're doing, and have helped retire literally hundreds of people before your own retirement. Don't be the second one of their retirement obligations. You're not going to fare well And you know who lets you know that at the end game? It's the widow, sadly, and there's nothing she can do about it. That about wraps us up for the show. Jeffrey, we always close with a prayer. Today will be no different. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the life you give us and the opportunity that you've shared with us to teach others to help themselves and always be here to help others. We thank you to pray, and we help you to pray for those that are ill and in need. And there's a lot of very ill people out there and sick people, and help everybody to help each other and to help ourselves. And Heavenly Father, guide us each day to your will. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Jeffrey, thank you so much. Jeff Shade in the other room. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you so much, Gary. Always a pleasure.
And we thank all of our people here at the home office in Oriental, North Carolina, including Eric Mastrodonato, our IT professional, and all of our staff. We got 22 people around the country that help us every single day, and we got 12 of the best coaches we're blessed with. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm blessed to be in the business and to have my knowledge and my ability to help you to help yourself. The number to call, 252-249-0100. Call it right now, 252-249-0100. I'm Gary Mastrodonato. Join us all again next time right here live on the Mastering Your Money Show.
No statements made during the Mastering Your Money Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on your individual information. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No investment strategy, including asset allocation or diversification, guarantees a profit or the avoidance of loss.